China has been holding live fire military drills around Taiwan, simulating the seizure and blockade of the island's key areas. Beijing, which claims self-rule on the territory, which claims the self-ruled island as its territory, described its actions as a stern warning against Taiwan independence, separatist forces and external interference. The exercises come less than 2 weeks after the United States announced an $11.1 billion weapons deal with Taiwan. Well, we can speak now to William Tang, senior Northeast Asia analyst for the International Crisis Group. That's a think tank which conducts research on global conflicts. William, thank you for speaking with us this morning. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
This is the sixth military exercise in 3 years. Can you describe what's actually been happening off the coast of Taiwan?
So over the last 2 days, the Chinese military has been conducting a wide range of military operations around Taiwan, including joint operations between their naval vessels and military aircraft. And what they're trying to achieve is to enhance their skills for the aerial and maritime coordination. And at the same time, they have fired a total of 27 rockets to different parts of Taiwan. And at least 10 of these rockets fell inside Taiwan's contiguous zone. And this is the closest that the Chinese rockets have actually fallen to in proximity to Taiwan, according to Taiwan's defense ministry. And at the same time, because of this time, the Chinese naval vessels and Coast Guard vessels were actually operating just right outside Taiwan's territorial water. And some of the areas that the PLA designated for the exercises were actually overlapped with some parts of Taiwan's territorial water. So it really feels like the Chinese government and the Chinese military is trying to test and also increase the level of pressure on Taiwan to see how the Taiwanese military is going to react.
Yes.
And what its actual capabilities.
It's being described as a military exercise. But I mean, does Taiwan fear that this is more than that, that these are exercises which are really preparations for an invasion?
Yes. The Taiwanese government has very openly characterized a lot of these drills and like exercises as part of the preparation for a potential invasion. And if we take a closer look at the actual formation and also the types of drills that they are exercising, it indeed feels like more and more of developing certain capabilities that will be needed for the Chinese military at a point when the Chinese government gives the order to actually launch the attack on Taiwan.
Do you think there is a real prospect of that happening?
You know, I think the real prospect of when that is going to happen is still quite unknown, because there are other factors, including the ongoing purge that has influenced the Chinese military's operational capabilities and also chain of command. And at the same time, the Chinese economy is also a big question mark. But there is certainly an increase of the sense of urgency that the Chinese government is trying to attach to, you know, the goal of starting to accelerate the push of reunification with Taiwan through multiple different fronts. And I think this latest military exercise is just a part of that overall accelerated push.
How has Taiwan's military then responded to these exercises? And what has the response been from other countries like Japan?
So overall, the Taiwanese military immediately deployed military aircraft, naval vessels, and also Coast Guard vessels to monitor and in some cases try to drive away Chinese vessels that are clearly violating Taiwan's territorial water. So, you know, I think it's the Taiwanese military is both trying to showcase to the Taiwanese public that the government is resolute at defending Taiwan's national interest and territory. But at the same time, it's also showcasing to the international community that it has a very strong will to defend itself when it is facing an increase of military pressure coming from China. And from the other regional countries, they have all issued statements that are expressing concerns about the, you know, Chinese military actions and how that's going to influence the longstanding status quo. However, we have not really seen more than just the statements that have been issued. Okay. And there is, I think, a general level of silence, especially coming from the United States.
William Yang, Senior Northeast Asia Analyst for the International Crisis Group, thank you for speaking with us on Morning Ireland this morning.